We are just hours away from NASA's launch of a spacecraft that would be the first of its kind to fly into the outer atmosphere of the sun. The Parker Solar Probe will scream through space at up to 430,000 miles per hour as it approaches the sun's fiery corona. We assume this mission is peaceful, even though it comes one day after the White House announced its plan to create a space force in the U.S. military. Joining us now is NPR science correspondent Nell Greenfield-Boyce and NPR science editor Jeff Brumfield. Welcome to both of you.
Hello.
And Nell, let me start with you and the Parker Solar Probe. How close to the sun will it get, and what does NASA want to learn from it?
So it will come within 4 million miles of the sun's surface, and that may not sound very close, but it's 7 times closer than any spacecraft has come before. And basically, this is a region that's very dynamic. There's a lot of charged particles being sent out and magnetic fields, and NASA basically wants to understand what's going on there and how it could affect Earth and the other planets.
I assume that one of the reasons this has not been done before is that it's going to be very difficult to have a spacecraft survive the 2,500 degree Fahrenheit heat that you can get to close to the sun. How is it going to do that without burning up?
So that is the issue, and that's why it's been 60 years in the making. NASA's been thinking about this for 6 decades. And basically, it's got this really cool heat shield that's made of this carbon composite. It's kind of a foam. It looks almost like that florist foam that you would, like, shove flowers into. It looks and feels like that, but it protects against the heat.
And this is named after Eugene Parker, who is one of the first scientists to study solar wind back in the 1950s. He is still alive. How big of a milestone is this, Nell?
I think it's a big deal because the sun is our closest star. It's really the only star that we have a hope of in studying this way. And keep in mind, almost all life on Earth depends on the sun.
Right.
And so NASA's never been able to get this close and take this kind of look before.
Okay. Now, Jeff, I said that we assume this mission is peaceful. It sounds like it probably is.
You don't want to start a war with the sun.
With the sun, right.
You're going to lose.
But what about this idea of a space force? This is Vice President Pence announcing this plan to create a sixth branch of the military if Congress approves it.
And while too often previous administrations all but neglected the growing security threats emerging in space, President Trump stated clearly and forcefully that space is, in his words, a war-fighting domain just like land and air and sea.
Now, today, the astronaut Buzz Aldrin, who walked on the moon, said a space force was one giant leap in the right direction. But there are also people who are worried about this as moving towards militarization of space. What would a space force do?
Yeah, I mean, I think the first thing to say is it's not going to be soldiers in jetpacks zipping around. I mean, the military is already in space in a big way. Weather satellites, recon satellites, communication, GPS is actually a military system. And all of this is mostly run by the Air Force at the moment. And so what President Trump and yesterday Vice President Pence are talking about is moving that out into a separate branch of the military, a space force.
The late night shows had a field day with this news. This is Stephen Colbert last night.
But there's no threat in space. Who are we fighting? Satellites? A bunch of frozen monkeys? Elon Musk's convertible? I mean, why don't you just build a space wall while we're at it?
So people are making fun of it there, Jeff, but how serious is the security threat? We already know that China and Russia are already threatening U.S. satellites in space.
Well, they're not threatening them at the moment, but what they are doing is developing anti-satellite capability. That is the ability to incapacitate or knock out or jam our satellites. And they have good reason to. The U.S. military, of all the sort of militaries in the world, uses space more than anyone else. So there is a threat there. But some of the experts I spoke to yesterday said a space force could actually be counterproductive because it gives the sense that we want to fight a war in space. You know, and actually, for the most part, we don't have offensive capabilities in space. We have support capabilities. So it may give the wrong impression. It may be the wrong message to be sending others.
I just want to bounce back to you, Nell, for 1 minute here about something that is coming up that we can all participate in, and that is to view the Perseid meteor shower this weekend. This is supposed to be especially good this year. This is the one meteor shower, by the way, where the weather is like perfect to watch it. It's not too cold to go out and watch. But what's the best way to see it?
Well, just go outside, find someplace dark, lie down, and look up at the sky. There shouldn't be much of a moon, so the conditions are really ideal. And just find someplace away from city lights if you can. Lie down, give your eyes time to adjust, and just look up, and you should be able to see them, you know, all across the sky. You don't have to look in one particular direction.
A lot of shooting stars. NPR science correspondent Nell Greenfield-Boyce and NPR science editor Jeff Brumfield, thank you so much to both of you.
Thanks.